living creatures of flesh and blood. Sorry, who are you? An elderly man taken straight out of a cookie-cutter novel heaves a heavy sigh as he observes me. It has to be one of three possible explanations. One, I miraculously survived, and the doctor is examining me, but I'm unable to perceive it correctly. In other words, it's possible either my eyes or my brain have suffered a serious trauma. Two, I'm dying, and this is either a delusion or a hallucination. Maybe my life is flashing before my eyes. Three, I've woken up in the real world after mistaking a dream for reality. I could still be half asleep. The whole lot of you have the most twisted personalities. What a bunch of nonsense in that head of yours. Did he just read my mind? If he did, that's an extremely indecent and unwelcome violation of my privacy, as well as an intrusion on confidential matters. I certainly did, but it's disgusting reading the minds of uncompassionate disbelievers. Well, what do you know? I never dreamed the devil was real. You come up with the craziest ideas! Only God or the devil is capable of defying universal laws. If God existed, he wouldn't ignore all the injustice in the world. Thus, my world lacks a God. Therefore, being X before me is the devil. I rest my case. Are you disbelievers trying to work your creator to death? You disbelievers? In the plural? Which means he's referring to others along with me. Should I take comfort in the fact that I'm not alone? Hard to say. While I don't particularly hate myself, I don't particularly love me either. I mean deranged souls like yours. They're everywhere these days. Why aren't you attaining enlightenment as humanity advances? Don't you want deliverance from your earthly bondage? I suspect this is simply the result of social progress. Rawls' theory of justice is absolutely wonderful, but actually applying it is unrealistic. Humans have already been divided into the haves and have-nots. It might be interesting as a hypothetical proposal, but in reality, people can't give up what they have for the sake of others. Isn't it natural to pursue materialistic gain in this life, rather than worry about the future? Even so, what does it matter? If I'm dead, what's going to happen to my soul? Let's discuss this constructively. What really matters is what comes next. I'll just throw you back into the cycle of life and death. You'll be getting reborn, replies the self-proclaimed God being X. The answer the stranger gives is quite simple. Ah, I bet he's fulfilling his duty to explain. Yes, work is not something to be taken lightly. I can appreciate the importance of assuming responsibility and acting in compliance with the law. Like it or not, as a member of society, of an organization, I should probably indicate that I understand how we're to proceed. Very well. In that case, please go ahead and do your thing. For starters, I plan on doing a better job of watching my back in the next life. I have learned that there are two types of people, rational and irrational, so I'll undoubtedly need to revisit behavioral economics. Ugh, I've had it! But the words he whispers under his breath have me perplexed. Huh? Can't you guys get your act together? Far be it from any of you to attain enlightenment and break free from the cycle when you lack so much as a shred of faith, he complains, making this awkward for me. Quite honestly, I have no idea what this being X, self-proclaimed God, is so mad about. I realize elderly folks can be quick-tempered, but when someone who appears to hold a fairly senior position flies into a blind rage, they can be hard to read. If this were an anime, you could write it off as a gag, but in the real world, you rarely got any such luxury. Humans these days have strayed too far from universal laws. They can't tell right from wrong. Jeez, being X can preach all he wants about universal laws, but I don't know what the hell he's talking about. And if any of these laws really do exist, it's annoying that he didn't give notice beforehand. He's asking for too much if he expects people to adhere to laws they've never seen, let alone consented to. I can't comprehend anything that hasn't been put into words. To my knowledge, I've yet to develop telepathic powers. I gave you the Ten Commandments, you know! Thou shalt not have other gods before me, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, remember the Sabbath, keep it holy, honor thy mother and father, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, and thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's property. The commandments suddenly flow into my mind via telepathy or something, but, well, damn. See, I was born in a polytheistic region of the world, so we're not used to letting things slide like religious tolerance. So I'm honestly not sure how to react to someone bringing up the commandments. For the record, I happen to honor my parents, and I've never killed anyone. I am biologically male. Certain sexual instincts are programmed into me. I can't do anything about those. It'd be another story if I handled the programming, but I didn't. I'll regret that as long as I live! Just how long does God live anyway? I'm mildly intrigued, if only from a purely academic perspective. Unsurprising, given my inquisitiveness and curiosity. I've never fought the desire or impulse to murder someone. Sure, it's refreshing I nail a headshot in an FPS, but that doesn't make me any more bloodthirsty than the next guy. I'm pro-animal rights. I'm pretty sure that at the very least, I've taken posters to support a movement trying to decrease the catch-and-kill programs of local shelters. So you didn't dirty your hands, but you still derived pleasure from the act of killing, didn't you? I've never stolen anything, borne false witness against another, or had the joy of winning a married woman's heart. Above all else, I've gone through life as an upright, honest person. I've fulfilled my duties at work and adhere to the law, and I can't recall ever actively defying the prescribed conduct for a human being. If I had to be sent to war, maybe I would have received a revelation from God while parachuting that I should go farm shrimp. Unfortunately, my experience serving in the military was limited to online games. Have it your way. If you won't repent, I'll have no choice but to impose a fitting punishment for you. I'd like to think that these false accusations